Demonstrators in Iran push back against authorities in Mashhad, protesting the death of Mahsa Amini. Angry crowds confronted security forces in several cities. In the capital, Tehran, protesters have called for an end to discrimination against women. Amini had been visiting Tehran with her brother. Police say she was arrested for dressing improperly. She collapsed in custody and died several days later in hospital. Her family say she was beaten and that before the arrest she was fit and had no health issues. The morality police have denied reports of beating and mistreatment, saying she died of natural causes. The UN has called for an independent investigation.
Compulsory veiling laws remain of concern in Iran, where appearing in public without a hijab is punishable by imprisonment. In recent months, the so-called morality police have expanded street patrols, subjecting women perceived to be wearing loose hijab to verbal and physical harassment and arrest.
Iran's law requiring women to wear headscarves in public dates from the 1979 revolution, but there have been calls to make it voluntary. In the past few days, some have been burning their veils.
For many years, I think people have lost their trust into the government. So maybe they have no hope at what's going to happen, what's going to be the outcome.
Iran's supreme leader didn't address the protest during a speech on Wednesday, but state media report that his aide visited Amini's family and promised to investigate fully. Amini was from the province of Kurdistan in western Iran, where three people were allegedly killed on Monday during protests. The 22-year-old's funeral was held in her hometown, a long way from where she died. Now Iran's opposition wants to make her a symbol of the fight for women's rights. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera.